Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So I want you to picture this. You have an important meeting. You have to get there. It's going to make an incredible difference to your business. You start to leave in plenty of time. You get in your car. It's the vehicle to get you there. It's going to get you to this meeting that's going to make such a vast difference in your business. And you go to start your car, it doesn't start. Your car is mechanically fine. There's nothing wrong with it except the battery is dead. And because the battery is dead, you're going to miss your meeting. It's going to have big consequences to your business. And you see, it's kind of like the same thing. It's a good example for your business. Your business may be incredible. You may have everything together. You may say to yourself, we are on top of our game. We are just sailing along. But where's the weakness? If you don't understand where the weakness is in your business, just like if you have a dead battery in your car and you can't start it to get moving, to get to your appointment, you are not going to be as profitable as you would like to be. Because many times we're focusing on how to make money. Where is the profit? Where are the sales? Are we collecting the money? But we don't focus enough on the weakness of the business. The weakness could be an employee, it could be our systems, it could be our products, it could be almost anything. You should be looking at that side of the business. How are we going to be successful? We have a marketing plan in place. We have a sales plan in place. We know where we're going. We know what we're doing. We know who our customers are. We have good customer service. We interact with them well. But where is the weakness in your business? And you can say, but it's unwise to say that there's no weakness. So I'm asking you to sit down and concentrate exactly on what's not working. Is it an employee? Is it our sales plan? Is it our social media? Is it our other marketing? Root out whatever doesn't work, and you will find at the end of the year you will be more profitable than you thought you possibly could be. You're not looking for any surprises. You're not looking for something to pop up that you didn't expect. Now, what does this mean? It means really studying your business, understanding your business, looking at all aspects of your business, and every single day when you walk in the door, you say to yourself, where is my weakness? Where is my strength? People tend to focus on the strength, but they don't really look at the weakness. And that's why airplanes are so safe, because what they're doing is they're always looking for weakness. They're redundant systems upon redundant systems upon redundant systems. So if something fails when you're 34,000 feet in the air, you don't really know about it because there's another system to take over. We need to back our business up. We need to make sure that no one person is so important in our business that if they leave, we have a problem. Or no one customer is so important that if we lose them, we've got a big gap in our business. So think about weakness, get busy, focus on success, and this year will be phenomenal. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.